You told me that the moon was just a big balloon full of honey from the heavenly bees. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? Nothing but old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please, but I've just found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
It is that time of week again, everybody. It is time for Green Cheese. I am your co-host, Christy Norland, along with
Janet Bredeman.
Awesome. And we are really looking forward to maybe a little extra excitement tonight because we have a block party going on in Bemidji, and plus Green Cheese, and I guess there's all kinds of other things going on in Grand Rapids even tonight, or maybe a block party there I was hearing on the way in. So everybody, just maybe get on your phones, and we'll announce a few things here as we get going. All right, thank you. All right, I want to tell everybody that you are listening to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. You can also join online and worldwide at KAXE.org. Or you can tell, like I said, your smart speaker to play KAXE. Join us at KAXE.org. You can become a member now and anytime. You just go online and push that KAXE.org, push that red donate button, or you can text donate to 218-326-1234. All right. Just want to go over some housekeeping things in case we have new callers, new listeners. We want to let everybody know that this is a family show. Yeah. So whatever you're doing, please, when you're calling, there are young ears listening. So please watch your language and your answers and how you answer them. We do not take questions over the air. If you have questions that you want one of us volunteers to ask one night on Green Cheese, please, please do email those questions along with the answers to comments@kaxe.org. We want to also let you know that you can call us at our call-in line at 218-326-1234. Also, Green Cheese is sponsored. I have a lot of sponsors. Right now, we have a sponsor by Krupp's Resort, located in Twin Lakes, Upper Michigan. Open year-round for family gatherings, leisure, outdoor activities, and more. Online booking and a full list of their offerings can be found at KruppsResortMI.com. Janet, I'm going to let you start out with reading some questions.
Well, I would be happy to do that.
Awesome.
I'm going to read a couple that are kind of Minnesota themed. The first one is, what fictional spokeswoman was created by General Mills in the 1920s? Another one is, name the five states that border Minnesota. And what country did fairy tale author Hans Christian Andersen live? Not a Minnesota question, obviously. But what country did the fairy tale author Hans Christian Andersen live? I think Christy's going to go there this fall. What kind of creature is a white-lined sphinx? And which U.S. President's Library will have its grand opening on July 4th of 2026? 218-326-1234.
All right. I'm also going to throw some out. We like to throw a whole bunch out to begin with. So with that in mind, if you are listening out there to our show, please write these questions down, because sometimes we throw a whole bunch out there and it's hard to remember. Or if you're listening while somebody else is calling in and somebody answers those questions, then at least you have some other questions written down that you can answer. What hometown of Scott Joplin and Ross Perot is named for the three states whose border it sits near? In the Chamber of Secrets, which is the Harry Potter series, what did Gilderoy Lockhart's pixies do to Neville on the first day of term? Also from that same book series, what does Hermione suggest her and Harry and Ron use to get into the Slytherin common room? And then how many pay-per-view channels did NBC offer the 1992 Summer Olympic coverage on? And what are the only two state capitals located on the Mississippi River? Couple more. What fast food chain advised, buy a bucket of chicken and have a barrel of fun? What other angelic name does Jimmy Stewart call Clarence in the movie It's a Wonderful Life? Again, 218-326-1234. Okay, we'll get rid of that one. Let's see. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Able to get the answer to the five states that border Minnesota?
Not yet.
kind of low-hanging fruit, but we got North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Wisconsin.
That's fair.
Oh, did you say five states?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Oh my Lord. Michigan. No way. Michigan doesn't border Minnesota, does it?
Well, what do you think?
I'll say Winnipeg, Manitoba.
That's a different country.
Minnesota's hat. Home of Bachman Turner Overdrive.
I figured this had to be you.
What's the answer?
The answer is actually, Keach, you were right the first time. It is Michigan because of the Lake Superior boundary.
I dodged a bullet there.
Fruit wasn't as low-hanging.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Keith from Parts Unknown. Let me give a shout out to Granny Joe Bachman and Granny Boo. Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Linda from Dillon Lake.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. Hi, we're laughing at Keats and his low-hanging fruit. Evidently, he only knows the four low-hanging fruit.
That's right.
But he did great.
Yeah.
He did great to pull out
yes,
Michigan.
Yes, he did. And I'll take the other low-hanging fruit question. Betty Crocker is the General Mills female spokesperson.
That's right.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you.
All righty. I'll give a shout-out to my grandson, Walleye Wade.
Okay. Perfect.
All righty.
Thank you.
Talk to you again.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hello. Calling from the Sissy Bock Wet Woods. This is the Fool in the Woods. I had the states, the five states, but how about the spokeswoman for General Mills, Betty Crocker?
Yeah, that's correct. Thank you so much, Fool in the Woods.
Yeah. Good show. Carry on.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hey.
He just got the answer I was wishing to get away with. Betty Crocker.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was the cute little Indian maiden from the Land of Lakes Butter Tubs. But.
Oh. I didn't ask that question.
No.
I just probably have my wrong sponsorship or something going on there. But
that's all right. That would be correct, too.
You're doing a wonderful job. Thank you for lighting up our Saturday nights.
Oh, thanks, Larry.
She recognized me.
Yeah, I have a little in because I'm answering the phones on the board, so.
Well,
okay.
Three stars next to my name don't answer.
Oh, well, no stars, but yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Shout out to all the cheesers.
Okay, sounds great. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, the Hans Christian Andersen question?
Yeah.
That hasn't been answered, correct?
It has not. What do you have?
Is it Denmark?
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have
this
to look at
it. Keewatin Country Club?
Okay.
Keewatin Country Club, shout out to Winnisippi and Manitou Islanders.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for listening and calling.
All right. Thank you. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Sam the Lakes here.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I can hear
us.
You okay. Are we okay coming through?
Yes, indeed. No, that's great. There's just a bit of a delay there. So great. Oh, I've got a couple here. But let's go with, I don't think anyone answered whose presidential library is about. What was the exact wording of the question?
Oh, which U.S. presidential library is opening on July 4th of 2026?
That would be Barack Obama.
That would not be correct. That opened last week.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess there we go.
Yeah.
I have another question I was going to answer, but I better not hold because I don't want to do two. So
no,
okay.
Anyway,
I don't want to get in trouble. So I will be calling back. Thank you, folks.
Okay,
thank you,
Simon.
Shout out to everybody.
Okay,
thanks.
You.
Yeah. Good night.
Bye bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'd like to answer the white line thing.
Yeah. What do you have, Nancy?
I think it's a moth.
Yeah. Do you know what we call it sometimes?
No, but I know that its caterpillar eats your tomato plants.
Oh.
See,
now I didn't know that. It's also called. Go ahead.
Oh, the hummingbird moth?
It is called a hummingbird moth. And you know what?
Yeah.
When you see them, they are just like a hummingbird, how they zip around.
I know. When I was a little girl, I was followed one around thinking it was a hummingbird.
Yeah.
Were you surprised?
Yes, I was. I thought, well, gosh, it's so tame.
They don't move quite as fast.
No.
And I didn't watch to see. Sometimes they like the flocks outside of my windows, and I haven't watched if they can fly backwards like a hummingbird does. I haven't watched that to know for sure.
Yeah, I didn't watch it long enough. They get around pretty good, though.
Yeah, they do.
They can't go backwards. I'd like to shout out to Ed from Cedar Island Lake, Calamity Jean, and the Dismal Road.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, I'm calling in about the question from the Chamber of Secrets. It hasn't been answered yet.
It has not been answered yet.
I believe Hermione suggested that they turn into Crab, Goyle, and Millicent with a Polyjuice potion.
Perfect. Yes, that is correct. Good job. Where are you calling from?
This is the Winnipeg calling. I'll give a shout out to the Manitou Islanders and Keewaun Country Club.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Do you want to read some more questions?
I sure will.
Okay.
These questions come from the Chicken Barn, a little northwest of here. What is significant about the year 1837 and its relation to the popular bobbin bird that lays four matching colored eggs? And let's see. This is especially for the people maybe in Clearwater County and Western Beltrami County. The Bagley, Minnesota Area Arts Group is also called BAAC, as in cat. What word does the letter C stand for? How about this one? What is the farthest inland seaport in North America? And what does M stand for? M is in mother, stand for in computer, RAM, R-A-M. And how about this one? Mark Twain was the pen name for what author? And one last one. Who was Mr. Bixby and Paul Jones in American literature? 218-326-1234.
All right. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hey.
This is Al from Deer River.
Hi there.
And this is my third time listening.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah. Did you get the answer to the two state capitals on the Mississippi?
We have not.
Well, St. Paul has got to be one.
Yes.
And I'm taking a shot at this. How about Kansas City, Kansas?
That is not correct. But you,
okay.
Yep, you got half of them.
Yeah, well, that was the easy one.
Right.
Yeah.
Since we kind of live here in the area.
I just took a flyer on that. So, can I give a shout out?
Sure.
I want to shout out to my buddy, Corey in Bovee. He's the one that turned me on to you guys, and I just love it.
Oh, well, wonderful.
Great. Good to hear that.
Keep thinking about that other city on the Mississippi and call back.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Al.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'm calling about the two state capitals, along the Mississippi.
Yeah. What answer do you have?
I have St. Paul and Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
That is correct.
Hey, great.
All right.
Can I give some shout-outs?
Please do.
To Walleye Wade, Fool in the Woods, Dave on Hill Lake, and Needs More Cowbell.
Oh, super.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arlington, Minnesota, and this is Ham Sandwich.
Oh, Ham Sandwich. Okay, ham thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. I love that. I typed that in my list today, Ham Sandwich.
Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Patrick Mannion here, calling from Roosevelt, keyword Roosevelt Lake in Emily, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Has anybody answered the July 4th question yet?
No.
Answer would be Teddy Roosevelt National Park in Medora, North Dakota.
Absolutely.
Nice.
And you say you're on Roosevelt Lake?
I'm on Roosevelt Lake at the Langfell's Cabin. Shout out to my friends in Tamarack, my sons Charlie, Connor, and Danny.
Super. Well, all right, is everybody
Thank
listening
you.
From there?
We are.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we want to tell everybody that support comes from the Loft Center in downtown Bemidji, providing a multi-purpose event space that accommodates groups of all sizes up to 150 people for wedding receptions, business meeting, concerts, and more. Info about the Loft Event Center rates and packages at BemidjiLodge.com. I am going to read a couple more here as well, just so that we have a good list going. What was the first name of Archie Bunker's grandchild? What California National Park was put on UNESCO's World Heritage List as deserving preservation in 1980? How long is an NCAA football field in yards? What film biography's negative did Spike Lee threaten to, quote unquote, hijack to Timbuktu before allowing Warner Brothers to make cuts? Who became the third Mrs. Sinatra? In the Chamber of Secrets, again, Dobby states that a house elf is bound to serve what forever? Two more I'm going to read out. Who did Ivana Trump nickname Moolah? And what trail did the first Conestoga wagons across the continent go on? Sorry, I'm going to read that again. What trail did the first Conestoga wagons cross the continent on? All right. 218-326-1234. Okay. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, the farthest inland seaport in the U.S.?
Yeah.
It has to be where we ship our pellets to Loose Superior.
You are totally correct.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Good job. Yep.
We calling? Ship our pellets to Eloise and Superior. Kiwan Country Club calling.
Oh, okay. Good deal. Well, now, see, we've learned another fun fact about Minnesota.
Yeah, that's where we ship our pellets from Keetac. So.
Super. Yay. Thanks for
And you're listening. In Keewatin. That's where the pellets are made.
That is correct.
Wow.
And I work there. So.
Oh, well then.
Hey.
Yep. We're good.
Great source information
right,
right there.
Have a great night. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes, this is Jim from the Awesome Brain Trust.
And, hi.
Seriously, that's my last name.
Awesome.
You've been using it a lot tonight, too, I've noticed, yeah. without doing my, the town with, oh, what's his name? It just went off on my head. Texarkana, Texas.
Oh, yes.
The city you were
the three.
Row.
That is correct.
Yeah. I would have done, I can't do my Ross Perot imitation. I would.
Oh.
I'm not very good at it. You have to have a real high, squeaky voice and big ears if you remember his character.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't remember the voice, but okay. Yeah.
Oh. It was nasal and high pitched and pretty like. Fingernails on a chalkboard. Yeah.
Well, good job at knowing that answer.
Awesome job.
Yeah, for sure. It was an awesome job.
Yeah, awesome.
Mike, who was it? Who was our first caller who said there was some low-lying fruit? Or
oh, yeah, that was Keech.
Keech.
Yeah, very slow softball pitches.
That's
great. Oh, there was another one. Okay, I can't. Oh, but yeah, Baton Rouge, but you already got that one.
Yeah,
we got that one. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, well, this call only took me about 40 rings. So.
Oh, well, that was pretty fast.
That was pretty fast. Yeah.
Okay.
We're on light speed today. So. All right, thanks a lot. Shout outs to Dan and Rose, the Vermillionaires, and to Sue at Long Lake. She's at the Awesome Compound there, so. And we'll try calling back.
Okay.
We're going to have a little pizza right now.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank
Sounds
you for
good.
Calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Simon the Lakes again.
Hi.
Well, I was going to answer the furthest inland seaport, but somebody got that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe anybody's yet answered. You asked Scott Joplin and Ross Perot's hometown that basically kind of incorporates three different states. I think you said that have been answered yet.
Go ahead and tell me your answer. They actually just did, as I think you were probably on the phone.
I was going to say, well, then maybe I'll answer another one. I was going to say Texarkana. But
that's correct.
That was going to be my answer.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Anyway, but maybe I can answer another one.
Sure.
That was already taken. Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Did you get whoever Mark Twain was the pen name for? Did you get that?
I have not. Who is that?
Okay, Samuel Clemens.
Right on, Simon. You've redeemed yourself.
I redeemed myself. I know. Good Lord above, huh? Yeah, I know as well. Anyway, you ladies are the greatest. Great show. All in good fun, you
That's
know.
Right.
So.
That's right.
Anyway, you're doing a great job. Shout out to everyone, and good night to all.
Okay. Thanks, Simon. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Linda from Doan Lake again.
Hello, Linda.
Gosh, I actually have four answers I'm confident about. So this must be what it's like for Simon when he can just, you know,
yeah.
Which pick. One should I take?
Pick.
I'm gonna take the one I'm not 100% sure about. The California National Park, I think, designated in 1980. Was that the question?
That yes, designated. Let's see. Deserving preservation in 1980.
Joshua Tree National Park?
I'm sorry, say that again?
The Joshua Tree National Park.
It was not.
Okay, well, there you have it. I take the wrong answer and I leave four for the callers behind me.
Well,
I'll give a shout out back to Ham Sandwich and to Mojo and Zoot.
Okay, sounds great.
Thank
well,
you,
I'm
Linda.
Sure you have time to call back in.
Yes, okay. I'll give it another shot. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Linda. Bye-bye.
Me.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi. This is Danger Camp Oahu, and I heard Linda just saved me from giving a wrong answer. I was going to answer Joshua Tree as well for that. So let me look at my list. You've been asking such great questions today. But the only thing I have left is the BBAC.
BAAC?
BAAC.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sorry. So does the C stand for coalition?
It does not.
That's a great guess, though.
It is
That's
a wonderful
great word.
Guess. Are you anywhere near Clearwater County or Western Beltrami County or Eastern East Polk County?
Sometimes in the summer I am.
Oh,
okay.
Well. Stop by someday. We are right on the main street of Bagley, and then you can come in and say, I know what your C stands for now.
Well, thanks again for the great questions, guys.
Hey, thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
God, ladies, I've been on hold so long. The Mitchell Bridge between Kittsville and Hibbing is still on the National Historical Registry of greatest bridges in all of Earth, or greatest bridges on all of the Beltline.
Awesome.
You know, I had so many, like I said, I was on hold so long, so many questions have been answered. I was going to do the Pillsbury, the Duluth one. I mean, the Presidential Library. I get it.
Yeah.
Everybody beat me to the punch. I know. And, you know, so I guess... Yeah. I'll just hang up and let up. What a beauty of a day today, huh?
It was
lovely.
Awesome. Yeah.
But yeah. Top 10. I really wish I could have enjoyed it more, but I had some vandals jump my fence, and they, oddly enough, cut my above-ground pool liner. So I spent all day replacing my pool liner.
Darn.
Wah, wah, wah.
Well, call in again. We'll throw some more out.
I will. Hey, I'd like to send a shout out to John and Sudbury. Jigs from the garage. Simon, God love you. Larry, good to hear from you.
That's right.
You guys know and I know. Always. change your filters monthly.
Perfect. Oh. Thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, girls. Did you say something about a bucket of chicken? Are you girls nibbling on a bucket of chicken?
Yeah. Yes, it was buy a bucket of chicken and have a barrel of fun. What fast food chain advised this?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Perfect.
Oh, I can't believe you girls didn't get the answer to that. We got the easy one.
Well, that, you know, we try to throw out a myriad of things because, you know, we have youngsters here and as far as generational.
Yeah.
Not everybody knows the 1906 answers.
Right. Well, speaking of youngsters, I'd like to do a shout out to my birthday girl. Happy birthday to my sweetheart.
Awesome.
Gina.
And
happy birthday. You will have to remind us where you're calling from, though.
Calling from the Breezeway in Virginia.
Okay.
I've been trying to figure out what you're called, and I knew it was you, but on my list, I couldn't find it, and I couldn't remember the name of the town, but yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, girls.
Okay, have a good night.
And happy birthday to your sweetheart.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Addison and Bryce.
Hello.
And we have the answer to what the M stands for in RAM for computer.
Oh.
What is it? Sample. Memory.
It does.
Good job.
Woo! Woo! Want to shout out anyone? And I would like to shout out Alexander Nelson. We love this show. We're your biggest fans.
Oh, yay. We love fans.
Yay.
Okay.
We listen to you guys every night.
Okay. So awesome. Where are you calling from? What town are you in?
Grand Rapids.
Oh, okay. Yay. Okay.
Grand Rapids.
On the bank of Mississippi River.
Whoa. That's a pretty awesome place to be.
You see lots of fun stuff on that river, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, keep listening. We'll throw some more questions out there.
All right. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening, ladies. I believe you asked a question about a Spike Lee movie.
Yes.
Can you repeat that question, please?
I can. So it was, what film biographies negative did Spike Lee threaten to, quote unquote, hijack to Timbuktu before allowing Warner Brothers to make cuts?
Was that Malcolm X?
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
I was writing down an answer to another question when you asked that, so I wasn't sure if I heard it correctly or not.
Sure.
This is Janet from Don and Janet. Here we are in Grand Rapids.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd like to give a shout-out to Jeff in Woodridge, David in California, and the Kilgore Scouts.
Okay.
Terrific. Thanks for calling.
And these are great questions. I like the variety of them, so thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, time to lakes again.
Hi.
Got more easy this time. My tin cans and string worked well for me this time. I heard a couple of people stab at the California National Park that was set aside in 1980.
Yes.
I don't think anyone's got it yet, right?
Correct.
I think that was the Channel Islands National Park.
You know what? That's not what I have for an answer. And to be honest,
that was set aside. That was, I mean, it was like March 1980, and there's some islands that are off of California that are a part of California.
Okay. I did not Google that to double check it, to be honest with you. I try to do that, but I didn't even think about that. So that is possible that those were. Maybe the key word is it's a California national park that was put on UNESCO's World Heritage List.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure if they were certainly protected then. That's when they were set aside and protected from development and stuff.
Gotcha.
But I don't know whether they're on UNESCO's list.
Okay.
World Heritage. Anyway.
Well,
all right. Well, good enough.
Yes.
I'll be calling again.
Okay. Sounds
you,
great, Simon. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Jigs from the garage.
Hi, Jigs.
Oh, tough dialing in here tonight. But, I was going to answer Archie Bunker's grandchild kid's name, was Joey. Joey,
yes, Tibbet. You are right. Nobody's answered that yet, so terrific.
Okay. So, anyway, I'm pretty sure Mojo is probably dialing the beat heck to try to get in.
I'm sure.
I got rid of a phone here the other day, a push button one, and I mailed it to him, so I'm hoping he would get it before tonight. But
well, it depends on what type of mail you sent it by.
Well, snail mail, I hope.
Yeah.
Because I don't want him getting in too many times before me.
There you go. So, well, thanks,
anyway,
Jigs.
All right, I got to give a shout out to Mojo and Keach and Rhinestone and all the cheesers that are listening tonight and having a good time.
So, okay.
Talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I was hoping to answer the national park. Simon didn't get it.
No.
And I'm not positive, but I think it's either the Redwoods or Yosemite.
It would be Redwood.
It would be. Oh, yep. But I'm glad I said that first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
So, good job.
And go ahead.
No, I just said good job.
Oh, thank you. I was just going to tell you, I used to work for Betty Crocker. Worked there for 5 years.
Oh, did you really?
Before they started changing her face.
Oh. They just got to always change a good thing.
Yeah. She's been changed about 5 times, I think.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Like,
I guess.
Oh, yeah. Just like us.
Yeah, right. I should look so good.
Right?
So, Nancy, did you work in either one of those big towering buildings there on the corner of 394 and 169?
Yep, that's where I worked.
Wow.
Nice.
Yep.
I'm kind of, I've always, girls. Yeah, they're kind of impressive.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they had really good lunches.
Oh, well, even better.
Made by Betty, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Linda from Dome Lake again.
Hi.
Yeah. I heard you talking about the big buildings on 394 and 169. Yeah. I live right on a couple miles east of that. So.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Okay.
And I think there was a play, Betty Crocker, at the History Center. So it was really a good play. Sometimes they rerun those plays if anyone was ever interested, because they weren't there like Nancy. That would be a fun play for her to see.
Yeah. Good.
The History Theater, yes.
Okay.
I'm ready with my answer, and I'm not even embarrassed to admit I know this with certainty. So Ivana Trump called Moolah.
Yes.
That was Marla Maples.
Yes. Exactly.
Supposedly they had a big blow up. I think it was in Aspen, and she found out that Marla was there, and there was a blow up in a cafeteria or restaurant. So
yep.
That's the scuttlebutt on that.
That's exactly what I read. I had to Google it because I could not remember who was who. So it was, I've had a very educational few days.
Yeah. So for whatever that's worth, we all know that fact.
That's right. All right. Well, so thank you.
I'm going to give a shout-out to Elise in Zimmerman. She graduated, and we had a wonderful graduation party today at her home.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, wonderful. Congratulations to Elise.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Evening, Green Cheese.
Hello, John from Sudbury.
John in Sudbury here. Good show so far tonight, and definitely tough to get in, so that's a good sign, I suppose.
I think so.
Okay, your most recent Harry Potter question.
Yeah.
Now, I'm dating myself here because it's been a long time since I read those. but I'm going to say the Dobby one is Master.
I am going to
Must-a-bay master.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. Yep, it's just that one family. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
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 Okay, perfect. So a couple shout-outs here to Rhinestone in the Biff, the Turtle Lake Turnpikers,
mm-hmm.
Keach. Good to hear Larry again after a couple weeks. And give a shout out to my mom. She's been listening lately, so
oh, super.
Tell her I'll see her soon, and I love her. So remember, if you can, support public media and keep up the good show, ladies. We'll keep trying.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We receive support from Wings Airport Cafe with bread and baked products created in their kitchen. Open daily from 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. More at wingsairportcafe.com or on Facebook. Making friends one place at a time. All right. Do you have any that you want to read again?
I've got a couple that, excuse me, have not been answered. And one is, who was Mr. Bixby and Paul Jones in American literature? And the other one on this page that has not been answered, what is significant about the year 1837 and its relation to the popular bobbin bird that lays four matching colored eggs? Then, I think that's all the unanswered questions I have on that piece of paper. I'm going to go back to a little more Minnesota trivia. What was the call letters of the television station in the Mary Tyler Moore Show? And name the architect that designed the Minnesota Capitol, the U.S. Supreme Court building, and the Woolworth building in New York. Remember, this is Minnesota trivia. Who was the Minnesota native that wrote The Great Gatsby? And name the fictional town popularized by Garrison Keillor in The Prairie Home Companion. Lots of things always happen there. And what is the name of the first enclosed shopping mall built in Minnesota? All of you probably know the answers to these, so give us a call, 218-326-1234.
All right. I am going to reread a few, so bear with me here. Here's another Chamber of Secrets question from the Harry Potter series. What did Gilderoy Lockhart's pixies do to Neville on the first day of term? During the 1992 Summer Olympics, as far as the coverage goes, NBC offered some pay-per-view channels. How many channels did they offer? And then I have, what other angelic name does Jimmy Stewart call Clarence in the movie It's a Wonderful Life? How long is an NCAA football field? Who became the third Mrs. Sinatra? What trail did the first Conestogan wagons cross the continent on? What German dictator's favorite U.S. movie star was Clark Gable? What city is found on the farthest tip of Cape Cod? What did Ron and Harry, again in the Chamber of Secrets, what did they have to drink in the flying car on their long journey to Hogwarts? And then I have some fun things. So I don't know if anybody else has done that, but when you're listening to a song and you hear the phrases and you're talking about it with your friends and they start laughing at you because you're saying the totally wrong words. So I have some of those phrases that have been misheard from songs. And what I want people to do is I want you to name the songs that these phrases are from. And I'm going to tell you the incorrect lyrics. So the first one, there's a bathroom on the right. I want to know what song that is from. If you can tell me the correct lyric, that'd be a bonus. The next one, the girl with colitis goes by. I totally laughed so hard when I was reading these. I'm going to give you one more. Hold me closer, Tony Danza. All right. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes. All right. Hopefully it hasn't been answered yet. The Garrison Keillor one?
Yeah. It has
that
not.
That would be Lake Wobegon.
Yes, it would.
And this is for Nancy because I used to, every summer, work for the Swedish bachelor farmers that were my uncles that lived up by beautiful Alma Lund.
Oh. Nice.
And then a shout out to Don Pierce and the big game research crew from 1969 of Pogo, Minnesota. And then Gail Blackmar from Deer Lake Charlie's, Climbing of the Lakes. And I think that kind of takes care of it. Those are, there was a couple others that I wanted, but I think they got taken.
Okay.
Mark Twain, did that get taken?
It did, yep.
Samuel Clennam.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is correct.
Right.
And where are you calling from?
This is Doodle Acres from Hackensack.
Okay.
Super.
Oh, and I missed one of my shout outs. The Widow Lake couple.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you much.
Mm, bye bye.
Yep. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
Wondering if you have an answer for the Sinatra's third wife?
I have not received an answer for that yet.
Okay. Mia Farrow?
That is correct.
Awesome.
Yeah. I have to ask where you're coming from.
Craig from Keewatin Country Club.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Craig.
Yep.
You have a great night. Keep
All
listening.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Yep, bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, Simon the Lake here
hey.
Again. I'm going to answer this question if I a qualifier, first of all. Can in your, as you, I mean, I think it can, but literature can include non-fiction, right, in your definition. I mean, it can in mine, but some people don't. Anyway, that would have choose whether this answer works or not.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyway, so I'm going to assume that we can have nonfiction in literature. So you ask in literature, who is Mr. Bixby and Paul Jones?
Yep.
And I assume you're talking about Horace Bixby, who was a steamboat pilot who trained Mark Twain, and Paul Jones was a steamer that they both spent time on.
You know what, Simon? You're awesome.
You are correct.
Okay, wonderful.
Unbelievable.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know if you ever read that, Life on the Mississippi by Mark Twain. It's a good book.
Yeah.
I have heard that. No, I don't think that I have read it unless I had to in high school literature.
Yeah, there you go. That's when a lot of people read those books.
Yeah.
Anyway. I discovered them all as an adult. So anyway, I'll
Perfect.
Shut up and get out of the way. Thank you both.
Thank you, Simon.
Yeah, good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, did you ask who wrote The Great Gatsby?
I think that might have been one of yours. I don't recall that being mine.
I think I did.
Oh, yeah, that would be F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Oh, yeah. Woohoo! You are on a roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Now I want to ask you.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Who wrote you? This is a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, who wrote The Great Gatsby?
Yeah.
You need to answer.
Who?
Oh, who?
No.
Who tell are you?
Tell me who actually wrote it.
Have no idea.
It was F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Yeah, well, what did Scott Fitzgerald ever do to you?
I don't get it, so.
I got it. Yep.
Dude from Farson, though, living a shot at the Rhinestone and the Bippy and Jigs in the Garage and that guy that with the rotary phone.
Yes.
Adios.
Pipe.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I have an answer, if you haven't gotten already, for the call letters for the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Yeah, I haven't gotten that.
Okay, was it WJMTV?
It was.
Oh, nice job.
Yes, I grew up watching it, so I loved that show. Loved it. No, this is the Turtle Lake Turnpikers. Usually we're calling from Iowa, but we're actually calling from Turtle Lake tonight in Bemidji. So.
Yay.
Love it. So shout out to John and Steph, as always, and Rhinestone and Keith. And shout out to my mom, who's listening tonight, too, I think, for the first time. And great show.
Super. Oh, thank you good. So much.
Hi, Mom.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. We have a couple of answers. Let's see. Southdale.
Yep, Southdale that's Mall. Right. That's right.
And, can I keep going? There's four of us.
I tell you what, you one of you answers one question and the other answer the other. Usually we just do one question per call, but if there's four of you,
absolutely. Okay. So I'm the next one on, and the answer is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Yes. Instead of the girl with colitis goes by.
The girl with, yes.
Do you exactly. What are the? Do you know what the real lyric is?
Oh, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
That is the name of the song. Yep.
Colitis go by.
Yes. Nice job.
Thank you. Thank you. So, all to Roger Lake and Michelle and Lisa and Amy and Mark, the Fisher guy.
The Fisher guy?
Yeah. Roger, Emily, Minnesota.
Emily, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Radio program we listen to.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, say Rusty Trombone, Ronnie B,
hey.
Beck County calling. Out here hitting swingers off the old tee box tonight. It's a beautiful day, and I got a couple for you, but just one at a time, you know?
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Tony Danza or Bathroom on the Right? Which one you got not answered yet?
Neither of those are answered, so just give me one.
Well, I'm a Creedence guy. So, Bad Moon is on the rise out here in Ronneby.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And what are
all
the
right.
What are the correct go words?
Ahead. There's a bad moon on the rise.
Super. Mm-hmm. Yep. You got it.
There's a bathroom on the right.
Yep.
On the next tee box, and I might need to use it.
Well, good. I'm glad they have them out there for everybody.
Have a good night. Great job. Shout out to Keach and Mojo and Jigs and all the classics out here, eh?
Super. It's nice hearing from you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening, ladies.
Hey, Mojo.
Well, Mojo.
Finally, this new Touchstone phone is amazing.
I'm glad that you got it in time for tonight.
Yes, I am too. Now, Jigs told me there's a recall button on there, but I'm afraid to hit it because I'm afraid AT&T will come take the phone back. Anyway, the first Conestoga wagon, was that the Oregon Trail?
It was, yes.
Nice!
Way to go with your history.
Oh,
nice.
I'll tell you
yes.
What, that new phone makes a difference in the brain. You don't get all brain... Whatever,
fog.
Fried while you're
brain
dialing.
Fog. Yep. Well, I can remember my computer class in Greenway High School back in the day when the computer took up the whole bottom floor of the school.
Yeah.
And we played the Oregon Trail on the computer with punch cards.
Yep.
Yes.
And now they got phones without cords. I can't believe it.
That's quite a change.
It is. The world just, it's going way too fast.
Oh, I agree.
Yep. So anyway, great show, ladies. I'm going to keep listening. I got to give a few shout-outs to Linda from Doan Lake, who's another Greenway graduate. God bless her. Rhinestone, Keach, John from Sudbury, Nancy, all the regulars. I got a shout-out to Jigs or he'll be mad, and next time we'll get in a fight. So.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep listening. Thank you for what you do. We appreciate you.
Thank you for listening and calling in.
We will. Okay. I'll keep listening.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening. Did anyone get the architect of the Minnesota State Capitol yet?
No one got that yet. What do you have?
I think that's Cass Gilbert.
And that is correct.
Look at
And I awesome. Should recognize
Bob
his voice.
From South St. Paul. I want to give a shout-out to Craig and Mike, the Berry Boys, my brothers.
Oh, yeah?
Shout-out to all the Green Cheesers, and begrudgingly, I'll give a shout-out to Keach.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, oh, shoot. I'm going to step away from my source. Bear with me one sec.
That's all right.
This is Brandy Jo Bachman from Northeast.
Hello.
And I had several... Hi, how are you guys?
Great.
Good. I had several answers, but they all got answered. So I'm just going to give a shout-out to Mojo, Keach, Open Face Sandwich, Smitty and Jackie, and Granty Pooh.
Okay.
And Julie Crabb.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. Well, keep listening. All right. We will throw some more out there. So
I will. Yo, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hi, girls.
Hey.
Okay. We've been on hold so long, Tony Danza's driving a taxi cab again. Speaking of Tony Danza.
Yeah.
Hold me closer, tiny dancer.
Yes. That is right.
Count the headlights on the highway.
Count the headlights on the highway.
That was another misheard lyric. Honest to God, I remember reading that years ago. People thought, count the headlights, I thought it was.
What? What song was that from?
Tiny Dancer.
Oh, that was that was just another of the lyrics that they misheard.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Somebody buffed it up and thought it was Count the Headlights on the highway.
That'd be kind of hard to count, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, unless you got real good eyes.
Exactly.
Right on.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
I have to share with you, when I was growing up 100 years ago, there was a song, Poetry in Motion. And my mother one day said to me, Janet, that's the dumbest song. I said, what do you mean? She said, oh, a tree in motion? Anyway, that was Lorraine's mishearing of a song from the 60s.
I remember. I'm aware of the song.
Yeah. So where are you calling
Very
from?
Cool.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
Breezeway.
Okay.
Awesome.
We want to do a shout out to Miracle Whip and Duke in St. Paul.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I'm the Lakes here. I'm not 100% sure about this. Anyway, did anybody get the, what does he call the angel in It's a Wonderful Life?
We have not gotten that.
I think he refers to it as Gabriel at one point, doesn't he?
Yes, that would be the answer that I have.
Gotcha. All right.
Thanks,
well,
Simon.
You ladies are the best.
Thank you.
And continued shout outs and goodwill to everyone.
That's right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies. Yeah. Good night.
Bye bye. Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, ladies. I've been on hold so long. Kittsville, Minnesota is now a star city.
Wow. Glad that we kept you on hold, because that sounds like a pretty awesome thing to happen.
It's, you know, for that area, it's monumental. Sure is. So I was calling with a redaction or a correction. It was, you know, the Tiny Dancer, Tony Danza. It's actually, Hold Me Closer, Teddy Danson.
Hold Me Closer. Oh, okay. Yes. That is right.
Yep.
So
Teddy Danson.
Yes.
Tony Danza. Tough crowd.
I know,
so
right?
Back to another question. I know I don't want to take liberty. That was answered already, but the mall, the first indoor mall in Minnesota. We know it so well.
Yeah, so do I.
Up the strip in Bloomington. That would be Southdale.
Right.
Oh, nice.
My uncle actually poured cement for that place when it was being built.
And I bowled a couple 300s at Southdale Lane. So God love your uncle, and throwing strikes is all we do.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, bang up job. You guys are doing awesome tonight. Support public media. We know that.
Yes.
The Breezeway in Virginia. God love you, and happy birthday to Mrs. Breezeway.
Yes, absolutely.